Law enforcement officials say they're alarmed by the apparent spread of methamphetamine in Oswego County. Oswego City police say they recently arrested four people with a car trunk full of the hazardous ingredients used to make crystal meth. That there was also a 7-year-old child riding in the vehicle left County Sheriff Rule Todd shaking his head.
Most people, they try to hide their drug addiction and all that other stuff, but to have a little kid in a car, knowing full well how dangerous that is, that's a shame.
That incident, along with several other recent busts in the county, brought Senator Charles Schumer to Oswego to spotlight how meth ruins lives.
Meth is a terrible, terrible drug, crystal meth. It can be smoked. It can be snorted, injected, taken orally. Meth is psychologically addictive. Users become paranoid and unpredictable. It causes extreme fatigue in the long term, loss of appetite, and psychotic behavior, brain damage similar to Alzheimer's disease. So meth is a serious, serious problem.
Schumer says police agencies are doing a good job trying to stop meth at its source, but the labs can be small and mobile. And unlike imported drugs like heroin and cocaine, the ingredients are common. They are also dangerous.
When you try to make meth, you can, with one wrong move, create a fire and explosion, putting innocent children or even neighbors that live close to you at risk.
Schumer says he led the passage of a law that made it harder to buy large amounts of a key ingredient, Sudafed. But he says the Oswego County busts show meth production is still rising in central New York. Todd says meth rings usually start out as small groups of addicts cooking the drug for their own use.
They start out just, you know, low, like someone who has a pot plant or two and then starts a garden and then starts a farm. These people gradually move up to get more and more. Again, money drives every issue.
So Schumer wants some federal money to help Oswego County fight meth and other illegal drugs. He plans to get the county designated as a high-intensity drug trafficking area, or HIDA region. That will make it eligible for federal assistance to target illegal drug production, transportation, distribution, or possession. Schumer says the aid could be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. He's also pushing for private help from New York State from an initiative called the Meth Project, which targets social and educational campaigns at young people.
Meth, lots of young kids try it. And these dealers who want to make money off of them try to convince kids, oh, this isn't really bad. It's made out of stuff you can get in your local drugstore. Try it. And because meth is so addictive, once the kids try it once or twice, they may become addicts right away.
Oswego Police Chief Tori Deeker says they've dedicated substantial resources to combating illegal drugs, but they are limited. He says the city and county are eager for any additional help.
My comment would be basically, you know, great job of the officers. They've been doing a fantastic job, not just with this most recent incident, but with their drug work in general. And then secondly would be a warning to anybody who's involved in the illegal drug activity, whether it be, you know, selling them, buying them, using them. We don't want you here, and eventually we will find you, and we will catch you. So this is their warning.
For WRVO News, I'm Joyce Gramza.